In Isaiah, God is speaking to his people, Israel. At this time, they're scattered throughout the known world and have just suffered a tragic and devastating blow. They were conquered by foreign armies. Family and friends have died. Others were taken as slaves. They are defeated in exile and humiliated. They fear genocide and annihilation as a people, just as they will again and again throughout world history. Their hope is now for mere survival. They dream of a time they can return home to their homeland, the promised land, Israel. Tomorrow we celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Some institutions are closed, some of us have the day off, and we remember that about 57 years ago, Martin Luther King Jr. spoke to a people who also felt defeated, scattered, and humiliated, and on the brink of annihilation. Dr. King stood at the foot of the Lincoln Memorial and spoke words of hope and vision, and he summed up that message with the phrase, "I have a dream." In that monumental speech, King laid out his dream for the United States of America. It was a dream for all to come to believe that we are all created by God and equal under him. He dreamed of a nation where the grandchildren of slaves and the grandchildren of their masters would eat at the same table in sisterhood and brotherhood. He dreamed of an America where his children would grow up and not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. But just like the people of Israel long ago, the years that followed King's speech became a nightmare. There were church bombings. The authorities and police sent dogs and fire hoses on people who were demonstrating peacefully. Many lost sight of the dream that they once had in the speech that King gave, and simply wanted to survive or to make it another day. And we too can be living a living nightmare in our struggle with illness, bad medical news. We can live in a nightmare when we see the mounting bills before us, when we experience broken relationships, when we experience the death of loved ones. And yet, as a nation, corporately, we can also be living a nightmare. When we collectively experience an energy crisis, the threat of war, the threat of a terrorist attack at any time, any place, anywhere, and sadly, the all too real ongoing existence of prejudice and racism that still threaten us as a people. We might think, too, that our greatest hope is survival, to make it another day. We don't want to lose our lives or our livelihood any more than the people of Israel did long ago. We dream of a long and long for a brighter, newer day. But thanks be to God, that's how God meets us in our text this morning. He gives us an encouraging word we need to challenge our limited vision. He tells us that our dreams are not big enough. He tells us in our text that it is too light a thing. It is too small a thing that you should be my servant and raise up the tribes of Jacob to restore the survivors of Israel. It's too limited a vision to bring redemption to just one people and one nation at one time. This is great news. Our dreams are not big enough, God says. Our dreams are not weighty enough. They are too light a thing. Our dreams are merely for a safer and better life, just to live another day in safety. Our dreams are to restore what we once had. Our dreams are simply to be what we once were, not what God knows we can be and who we are in Him, who we are called to be in Him. Notice that many of our dreams are for ourselves. God has a bigger dream for us. It's not a dream that began when things went bad. It's a dream that began, in our text says, before God knit us together in our mother's wombs. It's a dream that God's Son makes into a reality. God's dream is for a far greater, better, and weightier world than we could ever imagine. This is God's dream in our scripture. He says, I will make you as a light for the nations, that my salvation will reach the ends of the earth. God's vision and dream is for global redemption. People are coming to John the Baptist in our gospel reading to deal with their own personal and individual sins and struggles. And John points to Jesus time and time again and says, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. God's dream is not just that we would make it another day, but that we would reach out globally as Jesus does in his life, in his death, and resurrection. This is a dream where we would clothe the naked, that we would feed the hungry, that we would visit the fatherless, the widows, the sick, and the imprisoned in their distress. It's a dream for the whole world to experience God's redemption and the good news that come through Jesus, the salvation that we have in him. He comes as a sacrificial lamb, but he deals with our sin and the evil of this world as the Lion of Judah. God has a dream for every living soul, and his dream is for us, the people of God, that we would be the light for the nations so that his salvation will reach the end of the earth and every human soul. In Martin Luther King Jr.'s last speech on the mountaintop, he said it was a joy merely to pursue his dream that he cast long ago. As he marched for peace and justice, the authorities sent the fire hoses and the dogs. And he said that the fire hoses were like a holy baptism, and the dogs were for them an audience to hear them sing God's praise. King likened himself to Moses when he said he would never perhaps enter the promised land where God's dream is fully realized. But he said, I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. The next day, sadly, King entered into glory to be with the Savior when he was assassinated. But his dream still lives on. And God has a dream that's even better. We are God's light to the nations now. And one day, the Lamb will come again to bring us into his holy city, where there will be no need for sun or moon, because its lamp is the Lamb, the same one John pointed out. Nothing unclean, detestable, false, or accursed will be there. No injustice. We will, in all our diverse humanity, worship the Lamb in peace, in unity, and joy. God's dream is and will be our reality. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.